Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 82, Understanding the Ascension Process, or alternatively, we could call it Taking the Deep Dive on Ascension. I feel like I wanted to go and do another episode. I mean, one of my earliest episodes, I don't know if it's episode 2 or 3, or I always forget to reference before I dive in. And I can't really look once I'm, you know, I do this all on my phone, which is one of the things that's so awesome about this. And one of the things that motivated me to start this solo cast was just how easy it was and how clear the recording is just talking into your phone. It's amazing. It's amazing. Modern technology, right? I mean, like 10 years ago, to get even this quality, you had to have a $1,500 mic and all kinds of stuff. And it was still only just this quality. It wasn't like amazing anyway, or unless you were like in a professional studio that costed $75,000 to $150,000 or whatever to put together. All right. Anyway, sorry. So, you know, I'm operating, you know, I'm going through this process alongside a lot of people, right? So, you know, I'm not exempt from a lot of the things that I say and I talk about, because I myself am working through this. Sure, I operate the tip of the spear. You know, there's just not a lot of people that operate at my level of the game, but, you know, I am surrounded by a few people who are, thank God, because it helps me to validate, cross-validate, that sometimes I'm not insane in this process, because there is no roadmap. The closest thing we have is the book Oneness by Rasha, which I always highly recommend. You know, as the absolute closest, best material, most accurate material, most integral, most comprehensive material on this time period that's ever been written yet. So you would, I mean, yeah, I wish I wrote it. I mean, that would be great. It's a masterwork. It's a masterwork, right? So I have written many books, but nothing comes close to Oneness. Nothing doesn't touch it. Not by a long shot. My book, Alive, Awake, Aware, is pretty good, but, you know, still nothing compared to Oneness. Anyway, my point is there's no roadmap. And so, you know, those of us at the tip of the spear doing this work, I mean, sometimes you're flying by the seat of your pants. You're going on strong intuition. You're going, you're sign symbol synchronicities, you know, just trying to, you know, feel through and understand what's happening to you, you know, while this crazy process is going on. And all the while, you're basically not trying to get drawn into these crazy global world events, because it's all coming from the same impetus, vibrational acceleration, the ascension process, which is, you know, the most simplistic way to say it is spiritual cleansing, right? Spiritual cleansing. You know, by way of increasing the vibration until all density is pushed up and out. Mostly we mean, when we say that, vibrational, emotional density. So another way of looking at it then is that we're trying to clear all emotional karmic density residue from your bioenergetic sphere. So you're this, in this incarnation, if you've signed on for it, you've signed on for the big ticket. And believe me, there's many people who haven't, right? But again, most, 90%, 99% of those people would never be interested in this podcast. So if you're interested in this podcast, you're following all the episodes, you're probably signed on for it, because you just wouldn't. It's not because I'm saying my material is amazing. It is. but it's because you just wouldn't be able to listen to this. You would guffaw at it, or call it woo-woo or whatever. You wouldn't understand the profound impact and necessity of doing this work if you want to, make it, if you want to make that shift that's happening, right? So I'm going to try to go a little deeper into it. So the very first thing is, what's different about this vibrational acceleration? There have been past vibrational accelerations. They are time ascensions, right? They are time periods where the underlying fabric of creation at the vibrational level is sped up, and it's to purge all density on the planet and or planets, depending on, you know, I don't believe that it's just our planet. I believe it's at least our galaxy, maybe perhaps our specific universe. But it's not, you know, people try to make it something special about the Earth. I don't believe it's just the Earth. I think it's, you know, everything in creation, or at least a localized, you know, whatever quantum field is affected by it. So other planets at different densities, like a sixth density planet, maybe is moving up to seventh, right? And their growth pains are different from ours. Ours are very visceral and just, you know, knock down, drag out, gruesome stuff, right? So the frequency, the Vedic seers call them yugas, and they say that there are four yugas, and I apologize for not, you know, and I rarely take notes and stuff for my podcasts. I just like to kind of riff and talk. And so, you know, the positive side is that I'll do these. I'll do tons of episodes because I have, you know, tons of knowledge on the subject. And I like talking about it. The negative is that I rarely take notes. So they're not necessarily organized with data points as much as I would like, or maybe a certain percentage of my listeners. I'm not sure. So anyway, there's four yugas. There's a Kali Yuga, Sat Yuga. Anyway, they coincide with the different ages. And, you know, going from, you know, the golden age of enlightenment, and then slowly but surely getting darker and darker until the darkest age. And then there's, you know, it basically totals 5,000 years. So according to the Vedic seers, they're 5,000 year cycles. Now, that's never really fit with me. I mean, it could be accurate, because it's possible that just 5,000 years ago, there was a golden age of enlightenment. You know, there's a lot of theories about these kind of this Tartarian society where we had quantum energy and, you know, it was clean. Everything was based on, you know, free limitless energy. Could that have been the case? Absolutely. It could have easily been the case. To say that you definitively know anything is to also inherently agree to the indoctrination. The history is written by the most powerful people, period, right? And the most powerful people have rarely had the highest good of society in mind. So once you understand that, then you realize that your job during this time period is to unlearn everything you think you know. And if you rebel at that, it's because your ego doesn't want to give up part of itself. It doesn't want to question its foundation. So again, you know, I don't talk to most people, you know, on a regular day-to-day basis outside of my, you know, the people who follow me and, you know, people who are guided to me for information, which happens, you know, like happened yesterday. A guy in the gym walked up to me and started talking to me, and it was just the right place and the right time. And, you know, I gave him a kind of a catalyst, an aha moment, right? So, and I sort of understood what was happening too. So anyways, this is the time of unlearning, right? So 5,000 year cycle. So here's the thing. Here's my problem with that. So maybe there is a vibrational acceleration every 5,000 years. That's a possibility. It's not, you know, and who am I to question the Vedic seers, right? They, you know, they spend entire incarnations studying this subject. But here I am. I've spent my entire incarnation studying this subject too. So, but my problem with that is that this go-around is uniquely different. The Earth itself is vibrating, is moving, is leveling up. Now, there's this whole debate between 3D, 4D, and 5D. And a lot of people say we're going to 5D. Some people say we're going to 4D. And I don't really care. And I don't even think that any of these people exactly knows. And people that definitively say that they know, I have a tendency to not pay attention to. Because how could you really know? You know? So anyways, but for lack of a better way to say it, we'll just say that we're going to 5D, right? Five dimension, fifth dimension. And that the Earth is moving, you know, so the Earth is leveling up. That's 100% sure, right? So the Earth is going through this process alongside us. Now, under normal vibrational accelerations, my understanding is that we, you know, that people start leveling up, and then basically they never get to really enjoy the fruits of their labor because basically in order to ascend, then they would ultimately have to go through physical death. And then they find out if they did enough work or not. And generally speaking, if you're signed on for something, you'll get there one way or the other, whether you go willingly or you get dragged through it. So under normal conditions of vibrational acceleration, there is a leveling up for certain people that are key coded for it. Their incarnation will be about leveling up, burning through all their karma in one single incarnation, while the rest of society will maybe just, you know, kind of go along. That's one theory. And that the people that ascend will sort of, you know, they will, upon physical death, they will ascend. That's one theory. Theory number one. Theory number two is that that everybody's affected, and that humanity, that the earth is affected too, and that humanity has gone through this process together but never made it before because they start to, not enough people are awake, and so they actually destroy themselves. That's theory number two, is that vibrational acceleration is the exact same every time, and that this time we're actually going to make it, whereas previous times we've never made it. While some people do enough to ascend, nobody gets to stay physical to enjoy it, you know, and be, you know, a new type of physical human being. But they do ascend upon death. So either way, you know, I can't be, you know, of course, I would never claim to know definitively what the case is. And then some people say the Atlantis, they were ascending, you know, but they destroyed themselves because when vibrational acceleration hit, they just went unconscious. They were really powerful. They went unconscious and they end up destroying themselves. They sunk it. But I've actually heard other people say that Atlantis was a metaphor. That didn't actually really physically exist. It's a metaphor for our highest potential, something like that. So who knows? I mean, everybody's saying something different these days, right? I'm just careful to sort of stay within the parameters of what I know, and work with what, you know, do the work that I know I'm supposed to be doing, and guide the people that come to me to do the work that will benefit them. Like, you won't hear me talking about, like, Lemuria or giants or, you know, the Pleiades star system. You know, are we Pleiadians? Are we star seeds? Are we this? Are we that? You won't hear me talking about that type of stuff. I mean, the first thing is, it does get a bit esoteric. Even if all of it's true, even if every last little thing is true. So I'm not trying to be dismissive to a lot of these things, right? You know, the whole starseed thing is very popular right now. But here's the problem. It creates a sense of specialness. I'm a starseed. You know, so people will attach a degree, create an egoic identity around it. And that doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, a massive I'm special entity. It could just be like, it could be a suffering specialness. Like, I'm a starseed, so I'm here to suffer. I mean, people will do the craziest shit in the name of some sort of special identity. To preclude themselves, subconsciously preclude themselves from having to do the work of facing themselves. So I'm careful about too much boxing and labeling, going into special stories, and esoteric escapism, you know, and that's to say, you know, with the caveat that, you know, 100% of what some of these, you know, folks are saying could be true. You know, are there people here from the Pleiades? Is a lot of, you know, Pleiadians? It could be, 100% could be. But how does that help you to do the work of ascension? Generally speaking, it doesn't help you in a single way, unless maybe you can connect to that energy from the Pleiades, and it just helps you, like, by making that connection, you realize things, it helps you to elevate your consciousness and you speeds up your process, maybe. Like, that's a possibility. But outside of that, too much of this stuff basically just distracts you from doing the work. Even like going down the rabbit hole and understanding, you know, the dark forces that are that have been controlling the planet for eons, that's all well and good. And yeah, it's true, you know, and if you're in denial of that, well, that's okay. Eventually you'll wake up, maybe not now, maybe next lifetime, but you'll figure it out. You know, it's happening, 100% it's happening. So, but it doesn't, you know, to know that, that's just part of your spiritual awakening to understand that. That's not your whole spiritual awakening, right? That's just a fraction of it. Really, eventually you want to get back to the place where you're doing the work. And the work is integrating the suppressed emotions, right? So, I came up with an alternative theory, and I forget where I pulled this number from, and I could just be completely making it up. It might not be true at all. And you know, my theory is, for some reason, this number came to me, every 250,000 years, there is a vibrational acceleration. And who knows, it could be a leveling up of the planet. Or it could be, you know, because maybe there's one every 5,000 years, smaller ones, and then the big ones where we get to like embody being a new type of. Anyway, whatever the case is, this particular vibrational acceleration is different. And what's different about it is that for those of us, you know, willing to do the work that are geared for it, which generally speaking, it's going to be majority of people who listen to this, because otherwise you would have tuned out by now, right? So I'm not, what I tell you what I do avoid. I avoid doing the, if you're listening to this, then you're meant to hear it. I don't do that shit. I can't stand that stuff, you know, that esoteric projection. This is for you. If you're guided here, then this is for you. Right, that esoteric projection, crap, I hate that. So, but there is a certain truth to, if you're tuned into something like this and you're still listening to it, then you probably are, you're geared for it. I won't say you're meant to hear it. I'll say you're geared for it. And it resonates for you, right? Because again, you know, after the first like minute, 30 seconds, you would have just tuned out. So anyways, so this incarnation is, I call it the big ticket, the big show, because you get to take the body with you. You don't have to physically die to ascend. Now, some people will physically die and they will ascend. Some people will physically die and they won't make it, and they'll have to reincarnate at vibrational levels suitable to carry on. In fact, there will likely be, you know, a high percentage. The majority of people will probably not ascend. So here's the problem, though. Planets vibrating and moving up too. So there's going to be there won't be any 3D place left for people who don't do the work, right? So you can kind of draw your own conclusions about what that means. But ultimately, you have to release all emotional density, which means you have to release the past. You can't take it with you. You can't take the vibration of fear, hate. You can't take it with you. You can't be fearful, running away from people and ducking and, you know, and all that type of stuff. You can't take that with you. So you have to let go of fear and hate, right? And they go hand in hand. You know, it's a big thing that's been happening the last 2 years, you know, that's instigated by the dark forces, which is that, you know, I'm going to fear everybody. And if you don't fear with me, then I'm going to hate you. That's the vibration of fear, hate, right? And I guarantee you, you're not geared for ascension if you're running around fearing and hating people. That's just not going to happen. So, not to say that some of those people won't, you know, run into themselves, metaphorically speaking, you know, and have some sort of violent awakening and then, you know, start their spiritual awakening. Plenty of people will still wake up, right? So, so that's happening. So this incarnation, you know, as you release physical density, you get closer and closer to your higher self, or you know, physical emotional density, right? And emotions are actually have a physical weight to them. They're a thing. They're lodged. These suppressed emotional karmic density is lodged in your body. You know, you gotta let it out, right? And you've taken on all your karma in one single incarnation, which means that it may very well have been a knockdown, drag out, brutal incarnation full of rugged ass challenges, and just one prolonged battle to even get shit done or stay alive or stay healthy or all of the above. And there's plenty of advanced people that are kind of awakening, that are, you know, their spiritual acceleration has started, and you know, they don't necessarily, they might have not accumulated as much karma, or maybe not been incarnating as long as some of us who have more to do. The more incarnations you have, the harder the work is going to be for you this incarnation. That's just a fact, because you've accumulated more karmic density. And you're doing it all. It's like parenting all your lifetimes. This lifetime, you're going to be the parent for all of your previous incarnations, right? And of course, you could say it, you would get to a certain level of consciousness. You say they're all happening simultaneously or parallel, but it just doesn't really help us at this phase to think in those terms, because really, you know, they've stacked on top of each other, right? Even though, you know, if you understand that eventually you get to a point in consciousness where there is no time, it's all happening simultaneously, then you could call them all parallel lifetimes. But it just doesn't really make sense, because in the parameter of time, they happen one upon the other, one after the other, right? And that's how you accumulate it. And it's also, you know, more validating that, you know, I'm paying out karma this incarnation for something I did last time before that, right? If you try to jump to we're all happening simultaneously, then it's just like, well, why do I have to take all the shit for all my parallel lifetimes? It doesn't really make sense, right? So that perspective should only be really taken on after you starting to, you know, you're deep in the ascension process. To jump to that, try to jump to that conclusion ahead of time will likely create spiritual bypass. So this incarnation, you're burning through karma by surrendering and feeling over and over again. And the last 3 years, that's really been cranking on us. Like this whole, I don't know, you can call it the pandemic or whatever, is all part of it, right? It's mass unconsciousness surfacing for integration, right? And then specifically the last about 4 months ago at this point, we got hit with high vibrational waves. And okay, so here's the way it works is basically now we're in vibrational acceleration. It's cranked up. Right. It's been, you know, it's been gradually cranking on us for probably, I don't know, maybe the last 25, 30 years is when it really, really started. Maybe some people might argue 100 years, but it's definitely hasn't been going on for more than 100 years. Right. It just under normal 3D conditions, we're always ever so slightly ascending. That's why some people, some sort of esoteric know-it-alls will say, well, we're always ascending. There's nothing different. We were always ascending. You're never not ascending. These people are some of the dumbest idiots on the face of the planet, because they're in denial of the most, it's just everything's in your face right now, right? So these are people that probably aren't really even doing the work who say stuff like that. but sorry for my impressions, but you know, I do get sick of hearing some of these people, the spiritual know-it-alls that just, they have no clue about what's happening, but they're out there, you know, they show up and, you know, and troll me sometimes on my TikTok, right? You ever said the other 76,000 people that follow me are, you know, absorbing and doing the work and everything. And then here's this one person like, it's not really happening. We're always just ascending. It's nothing different. Anyways, you have to forgive me. So, I've seen it all, right? So anyway, you're burning through all this karma. And so, you know, the way vibrational acceleration happens is that, you know, that these waves, these high vibrational waves emanate from, you know, I've heard it called the galactic center, which kind of resonates, except for it's not just our galaxy, I don't think, right? So, but we could just call it the galactic center. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's just our galaxy. Like I said, I don't know how many planets are affected, how what part of the universe or universes or whatever, or solar systems or galaxies is affected by this. I've never felt like it's just the Earth. Like too many people create such a special story about our planet when we're just one of trillions of other planets, right? So these waves hit and they hit and the vibration goes super high compared to where it was, relative to where it was. It spikes way up. It causes everybody to all your emotional density to get pushed to the surface where you've suddenly become conscious of it. Now you either acted out unconsciously, or you surrender and you feel and you allow yourself to burn through it, right? And then when it subsides, the waves come back down. The new set point is slightly higher. It's like the waves coming in when the tide comes in. You know how the waves wash up on the beach and each wave that comes up, it recedes back, but now the tide is, now the water line is slightly higher. And that's the way that they have been working. They, these higher level intelligent beings, have been working that, working this, because it's the most efficient way to push really hard and then come back. And so everybody, you know, flips out and freaks out and they start doing the work. And a lot of people, the conscious people, just surrender and burn through it. And they're crying or raging or screaming, just letting it out of the body, right? And unconscious people are acting out and doing crazy stuff, right? And so, you know, it's always two choices, go willingly, unwillingly, right? And then some people will start to disincarnate because the amplified vibration brings up shit that they, brings up stuff that they can't deal with. So, it will, you know, it'll be outpictured in a physical reality because thoughts become things much quicker. And if you have all these negative thoughts or you have a lot of hate in you, then you will probably manifest your own demise, like, because you can't escape it, right? That, and it'll happen more and more intensely. So some people start popping off, disincarnating. A lot of people act unconscious, you know, kind of shit, some proverbial shit hits the fan. And then there's a whole bunch of people that just know that they need to surrender and feel. They're more on the tip of the spear. They surrender and feel. They allow themselves to cry it out, whatever. And now everybody's at this new level. And what's happened over in that, and that just keeps happening over and over again. It happens in phases, right? And we get hit with another high vibrational wave, and then the vibration spikes up again, and everybody kind of goes crazy, and then it comes back down, and now it's at a new higher level. And what's happened, you know, starting about 4 months ago, is that we've been hit with some insanely unprecedented high vibration, and the normal spike and recession to the new slightly higher set point, it didn't happen that way this time. It spiked up and it came down maybe a little bit, I don't know, but we're at a very much higher level. And that's why a lot of us have just been purging emotional density almost on a daily basis. You know, a lot of deep crying and sobbing, you know, happening for, you know, hundreds, thousands, perhaps millions of people that, you know, at the millions level, it becomes people who don't know why they're, you know, they just think something's wrong with them, right? You know, because I imagine that there's maybe only, you know, I don't know, like on the planet, the people that are consciously aware and doing the work to keep up with the pace, who really understand what this is, I would be surprised if it's over a million. So in the millions level, then that means that there's going to be a lot of people who are willing to do it, but they don't know why. They just are just crying and sobbing, but they're letting themselves, right? You know, but is there more than 10 million people doing that even? I don't know. So a lot of people will still make the shift, but they will do so unconsciously, which means that it'll be more rugged for them. They'll get dragged, you know, and instead of going willingly, which is easier, they'll get kind of dragged through it. So these, you know, and so it'll just continue to intensify, right? The next waves that hit us, that push us will be, I'm not trying to be ominous here. I mean, I'm really not. I'm not fear mongering or anything like that. That's not I just try to be real. The next waves that hiss will be, I mean, it's going to blast us out of our socks, because these waves, there was less recession. We're at a new, you know, we're being held to a new higher level. And I just, the thought hit me a couple days ago, because we've been held in this space for about 4 months now. And the thought hit me of like, holy cow, what are the next waves going to be like? I just thought, man, it's going to be really intense. So many of you will start to feel as if, you know, I call it the vibrational vice grip. You're being almost like held in place, and there's almost like physically nothing you can do. Except surrender and feel. That's about the only thing you can do. And you'll try to take physical actions and not a damn thing will happen. And it'll create anxiety. You know, you'll start to feel like, man, I got to do something. I have to make something happen, which is a very typical side effect of this time period, is that you'll start to feel anxious. Like, I need to do something. I need to make something happen. And many people, will basically have trouble I don't like to project this, but just my experience shows it to be true. A lot of people having financial trouble. But here's the thing. Out of every single person I've talked to on my TikTok lives, which remember, that's hundreds, even thousands. What I've found to be true, you know, we had a talk about it just the other day, and there were several people that you know, they were talking about, you know, money issues and financial issues. And I'll tell you what, you know, when I asked the question, though, I said, hey, so, but is it also true that somehow, some way, through this insane process, that, you know, two things. Number one, is it true that you're always sort of somehow, some way, you're miraculously still taken care of? Is that true? And they all were like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. So there's that. Is that if you're on this ascension process, surrendering and feeling and trust. It's trust. Oh my God, trust. That's maybe one of my hardest lessons is to trust. Trust that you're going to be taken care of. Because if you think about it, you know, you always have been, right? So the vibrational vice grip holds you in place. You have to learn to trust. And then the other question I ask them, is it also true that every time you've taken any physical action, not a damn thing has happened? You just can't force any outcomes right now. And everybody agreed that that was true also. And I wasn't trying to get validation. I wanted to know, honestly, like, because that was my suspicion, you know, that, you know, and that was, it was a handful of people, you know, that were, I was talking to, right? Normally my lives can have, you know, anywhere from 30 to 100 people in them, but it wasn't that many. It was just a little bit, you know, it was between 20 to 30. And almost everybody there was agreeing that these things were true for them, at least right now, during this time period. So the point is that while you're going through this and these waves are hitting and you're going through phases where you might, you know, be fine for a couple of days, you might feel great. And then like, you know, for the next 2 or 3 or 5 days, you're like, you know, you're emotionally, it's coming out of you, right? And you're surrendering and you're feeling it, you're burning through it. You know, in the meantime, you know, trusting that you're taken care of, you're always taken care of through this process, you know, but look at the evidence, you know, don't just take my word for it. Look at the evidence. What's the evidence tell you, right? Because I'm also not saying don't do anything. Don't just sit there. You know, if you feel guided to take actions or you want to build a business or something, you should do so. But if you're deep in the ascension process and you throw all these actions out and nothing happens, no matter what you do, right? But you're still somehow, you're always meeting your baseline. You're taken care of. You've got, you know, most of the stuff that you need to keep going. Then, you know, maybe there's something to what I'm saying, right? And so my words are more to give you, potentially give you comfort if this is you. During this crazy, insane time period, and, you know, to really fully surrender into the fact that you are on the ascension path, and likely you're at the tip of the spear with me. You're doing the work. I mean, that's saying something. You know, there's not too many people I've ever met in the history of this lifetime that understand the ascension process the way I do. I just might sound arrogant, but I don't really even care because it's true. I meet some people who have insights or people that are channeling, and occasionally they'll have a post that's pretty amazing. Like there was a girl that really described it well, the higher self kind of just really putting us on blast and out picturing. And here's the part that I missed. I mean, I've talked about it before, but the other part of the vibrational vice grip is that your higher self will start to blast energy into you to really shine and out picture. All of us have core suppressed emotions that need to be outpictured a little bit in our physical external reality to trigger us deeply so that we will release that stuff, right? We have to plumb into the vibrational building blocks of these old realities in order to unearth and heal that stuff. So, you know, your higher self, you might be, you know, surrounded by these old issues resurfacing that are painful, and you'll have to burn through there, you know, use them to burn through the suppressed emotion, right, until you're done. if it comes back stronger, that's a sign of progress, actually. The more intense it gets means the closer to the end you're getting, right? So that's the other part that I kind of missed. I've talked about it before, but it needs to be included holistically, is that, you know, the vibrational vice grip is often when you're getting clamped down on to really purge all that density. One of the ways that happens is that your inner suppressed emotions are outpictured with these old issues. And it means that there's still, if you have a charge to it, or if it brings you down, or if it affects you, that means there's still some residual suppressed emotion that you need to integrate. You have to surrender and allow yourself to burn through it, right? So I think that's it for this episode. Pretty long one, but I really wanted to give people, those interested, a deeper and broader understanding of the ascension process that I refer to mostly as vibrational acceleration, right? So if you are interested in coaching, there is, there are links, new links to where you can just go and book the session, through, it's somewhere. It's definitely in the bio on the podcast. So it's not hard to find. You can always just email me at ChristopherPinkley.com if you want to set it up. This is what I do all day, every day. This is my specialty, is I help people through this process. You know, sometimes we do deep emotional integration, try to remove blockages, et cetera, et cetera. Hit me up there. And until next time, talk to you soon.